A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled last week that Wisconsin's 1849 statute, which had been previously understood to prohibit most abortions in the state, only applies to situations where violence results in a miscarriage and doesn't ban consensual abortions. That ruling is being celebrated by abortion rights supporters who say it's a step in the right direction toward expanding reproductive rights in the state. Critics of the decision say, among other things, that abortion is not a matter for legal interpretation, but for the Wisconsin state legislature to decide. The Sheboygan County District Attorney says he plans to appeal the ruling. In the meantime, will follow the order and not prosecute abortion providers. Our next guest has been following the issue and the story and is here to talk about what comes next for abortion access in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been following the legal case about abortion in Wisconsin? Do you think this ruling is a step in the right direction or not? Are you confused about the current legal status of abortion in Wisconsin? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Elisa Von Hagel is a professor in the Social Inquiry Department at UW-Superior, where her research focuses on reproductive rights and abortion policy. Elisa, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
Can you walk us through this case, the people who brought it, and how we ended up at this point where, at least for now, that 1849 law appears not to block abortions?
Absolutely. So initiated by Josh Call and Tony Evers, as well as a few doctors, they filed lawsuit to challenge this 1849 ban after the U.S. Supreme Court made the ruling in Dobbs, which invalidated Roe and thus, as you mentioned, invalidated protections for abortion in Wisconsin.
Now, we've seen reference in this new case to past legal cases that invoke this 1849 law. Can you talk about how those rulings led to this and what this judge ended up deciding about what that 1849 law means in 2023?
Absolutely. So there was a Wisconsin Supreme Court case in 1994 involving an instance in which a husband had attacked his wife 5 days before her due date, and he was prosecuted for this action, which led to the fetal death. And in this particular case, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin determined that abortion was not included in this 1849 ban. Rather, it only included the an non-consensual act in which somebody batters a woman in order to end her pregnancy.
Now, up till this was a judge clarifying, yes, this is what I meant in a previous provisional ruling. Up till then, since the Dobbs decision, since the end of Roe v. Wade, it seemed like there was a general consensus that no, the 1849 law meant no consensual abortions or very limited consensual abortions. Can you talk about what led to people behaving in that way up until this ruling? What led us to think, okay, this 1849 law effectively bans most abortions?
Well, so the question remains whether or not the end of Roe would in fact bring us back to this initial ruling or not. And that's mm-hmm. actually what the lawsuit was. One of the issues that was raised in the initial lawsuit was to ask the court to make a determination or a clarification of what the law actually entails. And so that was primarily one of the primary motivations behind this lawsuit was to seek clarification of whether or not the 1849 ban stands as previously interpreted or whether or not this 1994 interpretation by the Supreme Court is going to stand as opposed to the first initial interpretation of the 1849 ban.
Now, this isn't the last stop for this legal challenge, but I want to set that aside for a moment because over the course of the last 50 years or so since the Roe v. Wade decision, there have been laws passed in Wisconsin creating requirements, limits on access to abortion, as I understand it, Elisa, anyway, those are still in effect. So can you talk about what kind of things, what kind of more recent laws are still in effect when it comes to abortion?
Absolutely. So in the state of Wisconsin, abortion is banned after 20 weeks after the probable fertilization. Women are required to obtain an ultrasound prior to an abortion. There also is a 24-hour wait period as well as in-person counseling required, thus necessitating two visits. A medication abortion cannot be prescribed or taken remotely via telemedicine. And we have limits on public funding and insurance coverage for abortion in the state. And so there are still numerous hoops and restrictions that keep women, particularly low-income women, from accessing abortion, you know, before the Dobbs ruling came out and is still in effect today.
Right. And so it may look from the outside of Wisconsin that we just saw this really big change, and we did from a legal perspective of this new ruling, when it comes to the reality of can someone who is seeking abortion access abortion, they might not notice that big a difference. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And particularly when you look at different parts of the state. And so whether if you're down south towards or in Dane County, Milwaukee County, this ruling by the circuit court judge certainly, you know, made a significant change allowing the Planned Parenthoods in those counties to reopen. However, if you look in other places around the state, there, you know, prior to the ruling in Dobbs, there were no abortion providers anywhere near where, you know, people lived, whether it's Western Wisconsin, Northwestern Wisconsin. And so, you know, people already were looking to Minnesota, Illinois, other locations if they were to obtain an abortion. And so it really depends where you are in the state, how much this has a direct impact on one's ability to obtain an abortion.
Alisa Von Hagel is with us, professor in the Social Inquiry Department at UW-Superior, where her research focuses on reproductive rights and abortion policy. She's with us to talk about a ruling last week that could ultimately lead to changes in Wisconsin's abortion law. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you agree or disagree with a judge's interpretation of an 1849 statute in Wisconsin saying that doesn't actually block consensual abortions, abortion that a pregnant woman seeks out? Would you like to see this case make its way to the state Supreme Court? Do you want the state legislature and the governor to get together and figure out something different altogether? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our talk with UW-Superior Professor Alisa Von Hagel about the latest updates in a long legal battle over abortion in Wisconsin. A judge's ruling saying that an 1849 statute in Wisconsin doesn't block abortions in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions about what that means, your hopes for what comes out of this court challenge, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Now, operating under this 1849 statute, Alisa, the only time an abortion could be performed legally under that interpretation was if the life of the mother was at risk. There's a process for determining that. But let's detour to Texas, kind of where all eyes are, where the state Supreme Court recently ruled against a 31-year-old woman who obtained an abortion in another state. Ultimately, can you talk about that case in Texas and what it tells us about the threat to the mother's health and life exemptions in abortion laws?
Absolutely. So in the case here, we have a woman who had a high-risk pregnancy. The fetus was diagnosed with trisomy 8, which almost all end in stillbirths or miscarriage. And so she filed a court order in order to have the courts allow her to obtain an abortion in the state of Texas. As you mentioned, the Supreme Court determined that her case did not meet the medical exception standard that is in place there. And the court also ruled that the state medical board needed to provide more guidance on the medical exception because, as written by legislators, there is often in this particular case, as well as in states across the country, a lack of clarity or precise medical terminology that clearly indicates when or when a abortion would not be acceptable under this exception. And so, as we're seeing in states across the country, it is very unclear for medical professionals to clearly determine what constitutes an exception to these abortion prohibitions that are in place.
With that in mind, are we seeing medical professionals err on the side of caution, saying, given the lack of clarity, I'm not going to risk, you know, jail time?
Absolutely. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, these are felony charges that can lead to years in prison, thousands upon thousands of dollars of fines. Also, hospitals are very leery, given the concern for litigation, if, you know, something was to, you know, be brought before the courts. And so we have physicians that are, you know, concerned for their livelihood, their ability to continue to provide medical care to their patients, as well as hospitals that are concerned with liability issues. And so we see physicians, hospitals, very erring on the side of caution and being extraordinarily limited in what they would determine or deem to be a medical exception.
Let's look to the future now. Of this case in Wisconsin, we already have the district attorney in Sheboygan County saying, I think the judge got this one wrong. This should be left to the legislature to decide, saying this will be challenged in court. What are you watching for next as this, I assume, goes up through the court system in the state?
Right. So initially, or next, it would go to the Court of Appeals. There is quite a backlog in the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, and thus that'll be another long wait to see the case work its way through there. It's not likely, if it does, in fact, which seems likely, that it would make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's not likely that the case would be heard until early 2025. So there'll be more rulings certainly coming out on this issue, but it'll be a long wait till we have a final determination by the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
One other possible outcome would be the state legislature passing revised laws and the governor signing those laws. Does that seem at all likely, given a Republican-dominated state legislature and a Democratic governor?
I certainly would not place money on that happening, but I think it is very, very unlikely, if pretty much impossible.
Alisa, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alisa von Hagel is a professor in the Social Inquiry Department at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, where her research focuses on reproductive rights and abortion policy. We've been looking at a recent legal ruling about Wisconsin's 1849 law that could ultimately change abortion law here in the state.